Contemplation. The heart is still, the mind is calm, the thoughts come and the thoughts go. The thoughts are not thought about, kind of like a free riding in the mind. The heart stays peaceful. Insights do arise with this free flow. Can you please speak on contemplation as a form of meditation and these insights? So it's actually so important to incorporate a contemplation, the reflective capacity of the mind is so important to employ. You know, we sometimes emphasize or overemphasize or over idealize or over strategize of how to try to make the mind peaceful, get the mind to still, concentrated, and the ability to contemplate and turn the mind back on itself is just so important in order to understand more clearly where that those impulses of desire and attachment keep coming from, how they get sustained, what their result is, and how to work with it, so that this contemplation is a necessary part of really growing on the path. You know, one has to be careful that contemplation doesn't turn into just random proliferation, but without that kind of contemplation, investigation, reflection, then we don't grow as well as we. I'm thinking of, you know, some of the advice that the Buddha gives, or that they say, like in these, I was bringing up chanda as the first factor of the basis of accomplishment or success, and this is in meditation. So the first one being chanda, or desire, motivation. Second being effort, energy, virya. The third one being jitta, sort of the application of the mind. The fourth one being vimamsa, which is reflection, investigation, reviewing. It has the connotation of reviewing and investigating. So that vimamsa is contemplation, reflection, reviewing. Or in the seven factors of enlightenment. First one being sati, or mindfulness. The second factor in the factor of life is dhamma vicaya, investigation of dhamma, investigation, contemplation of dhamma, reflection on dhamma. So that the Buddha is encouraging us all along the way to be reflecting and investigating.